This is Dr. Ren, Chief Scientist of the DTF Sector with the Scientific Learning and Understanding of Technology Technical Institute. Now, while I've been working on matter duplication for my entire career, I've really made some progress in these last few weeks. Or months? Hell, I don't know. I don't even know what today is. It's been so long since I left the lab, but none of that matters. I think I've finally done it. However, I've exhausted all avenues for non-organic testing, so it's time to move on to more intensive trials. Proper protocol calls for the use of lab animals, however, I cannot waste all the time that those requests and approvals are going to take. So I'm just going to have to test the machine on myself. If everything goes according to plan, I should be able to make a clone of me. Okay, I'm setting my recorder down on the desk, and I'm stepping into the machine now.
I'm not sure if I really feel anything. I can definitely see if the machine's working, but I don't really feel it. Oh!
I'm stepping out of the machine now, and I don't feel any different. I'm not sure if anything even happened. Like what? Oh, shit. Okay, so it would appear that it worked. What worked? The cloning machine.
Clone?
Right, you are a clone. No, I don't feel like a clone. Okay, well, I'm not sure a clone feels much like anything besides a regular person.
Right.
So, how do I know that you're not the clone?
What?
Well, we look identical. We're dressed identical, which is to say nearly naked, because what even is this? And we sound identical.
Right. Okay, well, you're my clone, so of course we look identical.
And for these outfits, they're minimal to eliminate cross-contamination of the intended clothing subject. And as for us sounding identical, again, clone.
Right, okay, so...
I cannot believe that this actually worked. I need to examine you and get my notebook and... Oh, fuck, please tell me my recorder is still going. Okay, good. Okay, I need to alert the board and Dr. Moreau, and we need a thorough body examination. I need to be checked as well for radiation and other possible contaminants, and you will need...
I think what you need is to relax.
Excuse me?
Yeah, just, like, chill out for
no,
a second.
No, there's too much work to do. This is incredible, and I cannot waste a second.
Hey, calm down.
Sorry, I'm very excited, but there is still so much that I have to do.
Well...
Why don't you let me help you unwind before getting into all of that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. You look tense. Let me help you relax a little. I'm sorry. Are you coming on to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I am.
Oh, Christ on a cross.
Is that a problem?
Oh my God. Okay. It would seem that the clone is projecting some specific personality traits that are more pronounced within my genetic and environmental makeup, such as, a high libido and low inhibitions. Which is to say, I've created a slut.
Yeah, well, I'm you, so.
Yeah, well, you've got me there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So what are you gonna do about it?
I mean, we're in a lab. We're in a professional, scientific study environment. I'm not going to engage in sexual misconduct here.
So you would if we weren't here?
You're asking me if I'd fuck myself if we weren't in the lab?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
I knew it. You slut.
You're the slut. I mean, you're me, so yeah, I am too. But
you're the one being all horny and distracting right now.
Oh, because I can see how stressed you are.
I mean, like you said, I'm you, so I know how stressed you are, and I don't like it. I want some relief.
Yeah, it's been pretty insane lately. I don't remember the last time I left the lab.
Yeah? And me being you, I have all your memories, and I know that you have a couch in your office that you've been sleeping on.
Yeah, and? we could fuck there.
Oh, whoa, just wait a second. Jesus, I mean,
I just accomplished one of the most amazing scientific feats in the history of humanity, and rather than immediately begin studying and running tests and analyzing everything about you, you're suggesting I fuck you?
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, I could classify it as a thorough body examination, making sure you are actually a clone by checking every square inch of your body against mine.
Atta girl.
Come on, I'll bring the clipboard. Oh, okay, no need to be patronizing. But I'm serious, I do want to check a few things.
Mm-hmm. Like?
Okay, well, I have this birthmark on my upper thigh. Let me see if you've got it too. Right here?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and what about these freckles on my chest?
You mean these?
Look at that. Exact matches. Okay. Okay. What about the stretch marks on my belly? Do they line up?
Perfectly.
Oh, amazing. And while you're there, how about you make sure our pussy lips are identical too?
Oh my god, stop being such a horny little slut and let me at least attempt to be scientific about this.
What? You're gonna have to verify that every single aspect of my body is an exact replica of yours. You might as well cross that off the list, don't you think?
Ugh.
Okay, fine. Hop up on my desk and spread your legs.
Happily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your fingers feel really good.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure that this lines up.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, your lips are so plump and thick, and I'm not sure that mine are the same. I think you'll need to take a look for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Hop down off my desk.
Well, if you insist.
I do.
Now get on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what you see.
Mm-hmm. Plump, thick, juicy little pussy lips. Just like mine.
You think?
You know, maybe you should feel them to be sure. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. Like this? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but get inside too.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Quite similar,
mm-hmm. Is it?
I think so, but I should feel myself at the same time just to be sure.
Oh, yeah. I think that is a smart idea.
Of course it is. I'm a scientist, after all.
No, I'm the scientist. Fuck it.
You know, for the sake of peer reviewing our work, you should be doing this too.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me get off my desk and we'll get on our knees on the floor together and I'll put one hand on your pussy and one hand on mine.
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
And now we test.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 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 Oh, okay, yes. I see what you were saying, and I must concur. We do feel identical,
right?
The same heat, the same soft, velvety insides. The same amount of wetness just dripping down our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Here.
Should we taste them too?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes. Licking our fingers clean to ensure the tastes are the same, you're absolutely right. Here, I'll put my fingers from my pussy into your mouth.
And
my fingers from your pussy into my mouth.
Mmm. Mmm. Fuck you.
I taste delicious.
No, it's me.
I taste delicious.
Well, you're me, so.
No, honey, you're me.
No.
You stupid slut clone. You are me.
Oh, you dumb little copy. You're so confused. Oh my god. Anyway.
What?
All right, since you keep going on about me being the clone, I guess I need to get back to work to prove your whore ass wrong. If you say so. So what's next, doctor?
All right, well, now I need you to lay down for me.
Ooh, kinky.
Oh, shut up, would you?
I just need to do a quick abdominal palpation.
What?
Idiot. If you're the original me, you'd know what that is.
Fuck.
All right. Come back into the lab with me.
What? Why?
No. Can't you just do me? The examination. Do the examination here on the couch?
Hmm? Ugh. No, fine.
Just lay on your back, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. All
right, now I just need to feel around your torso and check for...
I don't need a play-by-play, doc. As long as those hands eventually end up on my tits or on my pussy, I don't really care what you're doing.
Ugh, will you please? I'm serious that I need to finish this.
Sure, sure.
Is that why your hands are cupping my breasts right now?
Actually, I'm checking them. Thank you.
Oh, does your super scientific body check include you pinching my nipples like that?
Well... Maybe not as much as I am.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, they just feel.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
God, your tits. My tits are so soft, but my nipples are so hard.
Well, it is awfully cold in here.
How about you warm me up? So
fuck it. I am so tired of fighting with you. If I fuck you, will that shut you up enough so that I can get my work done?
Yes. Damn, that's all I've wanted from the beginning. You've just been so hard-headed about it.
Okay, sorry, I've been trying to remain professional about this
and actually get something accomplished.
Oh, come on. Just admit it to yourself that you wanted to fuck me, or you, as soon as you saw me.
Or you?
Well, of course I did. Do you know how hot you, or I am?
Well, then do it. Mm.
Isn't that better? Kissing me?
Yourself.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, I hate you.
So you hate you?
No, I'm pretty sure this is the only time I'll say that you're not me. Because I could never be so annoying about getting in.
Oh, I know you could. Okay, I really just need you to shut up.
Well, it's really hard to do. You're really talkative, you know that?
Well, lucky for us, I'm also really smart, and I have the perfect way to keep you quiet. Lay back down. All the way.
Okay,
let me climb on top. And straddle this annoying fucking mouth of yours.
Oh, fuck.
Do I get to eat your... or my pussy?
Well, I'm gonna smother your mouth with it to get you to shut up for a minute. Whatever you decide to do with it while it's there is up to you.
Oh, so you don't care if I don't do anything?
Of course I do. If you don't eat this pussy like your life depends on it, I'll throw you back into the machine, disintegrate you, and start all over with a new clone who's a bit more obedient and less mouthy.
Jeez. You don't like my mouth?
Make me like it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's better. You quiet.
Me getting licked and sucked.
Oh, fuck, it's a good day at the office.
You know, for science, you should be doing this too.
Oh, I was planning on it. Like I would pass up the chance to taste my own pussy like this. I straddled you backwards for that exact reason. So I could have access to your... or my pussy. Spread them.
Oh, fuck, yes.
You're getting my cunt on the condition that you're quiet. No more talking unless it's you coming. I want to see if our orgasms are even identical.
Mm-hmm.
Sam. You are too. Or I am too.
Shut up and eat.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You to fuck me. Well, that wasn't even a fuck, you sweet idiot clone. That was just some really good head.
Oh,
so you're still gonna fuck me then?
Oh, definitely. Well, what about the tests and notifying the board and all that other stuff?
That can wait. I realized as I was coming that as soon as they find out about you, they'll take you away. And I can't have that just yet.
Oh,
I'm gonna bring you home, my little carbon copy. Just for a bit. Just so I can get all my personal examinations out of the way.
Oh,
okay then. I like the sound of that. Besides, I think my partner is really, really going to like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing for them. Twins, clones, whatever. I never thought that my cloning research would have such potential for the porn or even the sex work industries, but I'm starting to look at things a little differently now.
Ooh, I see where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm, that's right. All right, Cloney, let's get going. Oh, shit, I need to delete this before anyone comes across it.
Wait,
you don't want to save it? Maybe watch it again later? Then maybe we can both come across it.
Ew, that is a terrible joke.
But two of me getting off while watching two of me get off?
Jesus.
It's like a self-fuck-inception.
What an amazing idea.
See? I do have some brains.
Yeah, well, they're all mine, so
true. Alright, let's go. I'm already itching to actually fuck you.
Good. Me too.